This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
It's Freestyle Friday, and I am Glenda Geek from Ocala, Florida.
And I'm Jamie Jennings in Phoenix, Arizona, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network. It's March 29th, 2013, episode 625, brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, Horse World.
Guess what day it is today? Sunday. No, it's Friday. Friday.
This is what it's all about, gentlemen. It's what we train for.
Happy Friday.
Thank God it's Friday!
Lord, I love to hear that Friday 5 o'clock whistle moan. As the moon comes up and the sun goes down, put the juice to my truck, I head into town.
Boy, is Easter early this year. I remember last year it was like almost at my birthday, which is like at the end of April. And then this year, it's not even in April.
Yeah, that is weird. It kind of snuck up on me too. Do you have a big Easter plans?
No, we really don't have any Easter plans. We're going to be at dinner probably with my brother. But other than that, there's...
Chocolate and baked goods.
Are you coloring any eggs, Jennifer?
Oh my gosh, yes.
See, she gets into coloring eggs.
Let me tell you, I keep finding these nests of eggs around my farm because my chickens will not lay their eggs in the same place every day. So I have probably... 60 eggs?
Oh my gosh.
I know. See, you're welcome to come color those. I mean, seriously. However, I do have a guilty pleasure. I think being pregnant over all these holidays, I have learned that I can just have whatever I want, whether or not I should or not. So I was at CVS yesterday.
Uh-oh.
And I couldn't. Yeah, CVS is like, yeah. Like
it's Easter
like,
candy heaven.
Exactly. You walk in, there's just aisles of Easter candy. And so I bought the Palmer's Happy Easter half pound milk flavored bunny. This stuff is so good.
Have you eaten the whole thing already?
He's missing ears right now.
Okay, so that brings to the question, do you start with the ears or do you start with other parts? I think most people must start with the ears.
I don't think there's any question about that. The ears come out of the box first. I just ate them first. If his butt came out of the box first, I'd have eaten his butt first.
You know, I have a big complaint though. Years ago when we were growing, I don't know how it was in your generation, but in our generation, the only thing that the parents could buy for Easter was great big, huge Easter bunnies. I mean, they were a foot and a half tall. Sometimes they were solid and that's all you could buy was these huge Easter bunnies. And that's what we used to get. Now you look at the Easter baskets, there's no chocolate or candy or anything in them at all.
What do people put in them
then? It's just toys and stuff. That's all that's in these Easter baskets anymore.
It's an Easter basket with an iPhone.
Yeah, that's right. There's no chocolate because that's probably bad for the kids. And you can't find the great big 2-foot bunnies anymore.
Oh, I think you can at CVS, my friend.
Oh, yeah.
About 8 inches tall. And I thought there was another brand that said solid, and this one didn't say solid. So I thought, okay, I'll be limit myself and I'll get the hollow one. This thing is solid as a brick. It's like a little bunny brick. Chad took a bite of it last night. He was like, oh, God, how can you eat that? I'm like, this is my youth right here. This is my childhood.
That's right.
You have to hack it apart with it.
And you know what? It's never really good chocolate either. It really isn't. It's never great chocolate. No.
I think I liked it more when I was 6. But I'm sorry. I'm going to eat the bunny. Chad's like, just stop eating it. I'm like, no, I have to finish it.
And by the time you get to, especially the solid ones, by the time you got to the feet, the chocolate had been, it's like stale because you didn't bother putting it in anything when you were in between eating it over the week that you ate it. So it just sat on your counter there if the dog didn't get it.
So. That's true. Well,
the memories.
The sink, by God.
Coming up on today's show, our first guest is going to be Jessica Bortner-Harris. She's talking about an article that she wrote for Eventing Nation a couple weeks ago called The Crazy Rantings of a Road Warrior, all about what happens to you when you're driving your trailer and the crazy people around you. And then we have Rochelle from Slovakia. She's our adopted vet student over there in Slovakia. She's going to give us an update. She's been doing some interesting things on field trips with the vet students over there, so she's going to fill us in on that. And also, really bad ads. We're going to be giving away a Redmond Rock gift pack today. So all of that is coming up. But first, we start with our daily whinnies. Well, my daily whinny this week is a very simple one. It's a happy Easter to everyone. You know, hopefully you'll get some time to take a break from life and spend a little time with your family. And I have some Easter statistics I'm going to give you a little bit later in the show. You're going to be shocked. And I think, actually, you know what? I think, Jamie, 60 eggs are in here. So.
I mean, I just have so many eggs. I'm not doing a daily whinny because I can't follow a happy Easter, spend time with your family and friends.
You could do a ditto.
Okay.
All right, let me play the music. Here, play the music.
Happy Easter to everyone, and I really hope that you get to spend a lot of time with your family and your friends and your loved ones. And an addendum to that is I hope that you don't have random family members staying with you for weeks at a time. this is no comment on anything that's been happening in my life, where they just pop by, they don't leave, they just sit around the house going, what can we do? And you're like, I don't know, I'm pregnant, I want to take a nap. Is that how it's so hard? So, everybody, happy Easter. Happy Easter to all of you. Much love.
That was almost a copy of mine.
It's so close.
Not really.
It's really
so close.
Close.
Such a ditto.
All right, so let's talk to Jessica Bortner-Harris first about her article she wrote in Eventing Nation called The Crazy Rantings of a Road Warrior.
So we will say hello to Jessica. Good morning, Jessica.
Hello.
So you are actually, I mean, your article clearly states that you live life like a gypsy and you're on the road all the time. Where are you right now?
I am on my way to Southern Pines, North Carolina.
So she is on the road.
She's on the road right now. And what are you doing in Southern Pines? Oh my gosh, you're so lucky. That is one of the most beautiful places in the world.
Yeah, I'm actually supposed to compete this weekend in the advanced at the Southern Pines Horse Trials.
Oh, fantastic. Well, good luck to you. That just what an awesome place to do it. I lived in Southern Pines for a little bit, too, and now I event over on the West Coast. So when we were reading this article, it's funny because when you event on the East Coast, things are much closer than when you live in Arizona and you have to drive to California to get to a horse trial. And so you spend a lot of time with your trailer intact, in tow, and your horses behind you, and going on the freeway. And so a lot of this article kind of hit home with me, and I know it'll hit home with a lot of our listeners, especially. And so we're just going to, since you're driving, we'll go through it with you, and we'll all have a comment or story or two. So the article starts out, you do a lot of driving. You actually have named your truck, is that correct?
Yeah, his name's Wyatt.
Why?
Why Wyatt?
I actually bought him while I was in college, and he was used, and I'm actually from Pennsylvania originally, and so I went to the Ford dealer, and he was pretty much exactly what I wanted, and the lady, you know, I kind of told her what I did, and she was like, oh, well, that's really cool that you have horses, because that truck is from South Dakota. A rancher out there bought him in Wyoming, and then decided to move out east. So he drove him all the way here and traded him in for something new. And so, well, I got him in Wyoming, and Wyatt just sounded like a good Wyoming-type name. So that's just kind of who he is.
He's Wyatt Earp, man.
Wyatt Earp,
yep. You're sitting in Wyatt Earp right now.
Yeah, pretty much.
I love it. I love it. But that's great. So when driving a trailer, you know, you feel like everybody around you should understand that there are horses in the trailer and that they need to behave accordingly. We've got, you know, our precious our precious children in the back of this trailer. So the rule number one, as far as your rules go, that space I'm leaving between my big rig and the car in front of me is not meant for you to dodge into. Girl, isn't that the truth? Especially when you're stuck in traffic and you have to go slow and fast until you've given yourself a lot of buffer and everybody zips by you on the right and cuts in front of you. That irritates me.
Yeah, it drives me nuts. I really love being in, I tend to find myself either on, 95 or in the middle of Atlanta during rush hour, and everyone, is dodging in between the five lanes, and it's a little bit nerve-wracking. It drives me insane, actually.
I've pretty much determined that if you try and do what they teach you in driver's ed, and that's keep that distance you're supposed to keep between you and the car in front, it's impossible because nobody is going to let you do that.
No. And it's bad enough in a regular car, but when you have a horse trailer, then everybody assumes that you can't go faster than a snail, so they all want to get in front of you instead of, giving you the space that you need because you can't stop nearly as quickly as they can.
I actually had something almost bad happen when somebody did that. They pulled in front, and they pulled so close in front of me, I had to put on the brakes. So I was hauling a two-horse trailer. We didn't have sway bars or anything on. Jennifer probably remember this. I was heading down to York to a show, and I was with a friend of mine, and the trailer started to fishtail. Really bad. I thought I was going to lose it, actually. And, you accept the thing you want to do in that case, your natural instinct when your trailer starts to fishtail like that is to put on the brakes, which is not what you do. You actually put on the gas and you accelerate out of it. And I got right up in that guy's bumper to try and accelerate out of losing my trailer. But the people behind me backed off. That wasn't a problem.
Well, when you see a fishtailing trailer in front of you, I think the natural inclination of anybody is going to be to back off. And rule number two, yes, I passed a car. Shocking. Give me the time to put on my blinker and move back into the right-hand lane before you dodge into it and pass me. Oh, how frustrating is, especially when you're going up a hill.
Oh, yeah.
It makes me so mad. I'm like, really? You couldn't wait just 5 seconds to let me get out of your way? And it happens over and over. And if there's a whole line, then they all love to dodge over there. So finally, I'm like, okay, fine. I'm just going to live in the left-hand lane. If you're not going to let me over, I don't know what you want me to do.
Yeah. Well, I get it.
And the other thing, too, is I don't think people realize, at least in the trucks I've driven, you have a blind spot. And sometimes it's a pretty good blind spot when you're hauling a big trailer. I'm going to run you right off the road if you do that. So just
pretty much. And then they lay on their horn and flip you off.
Yep.
Like, it's your fault. You're like, dude, I couldn't see you. And you were so fast. Like, sometimes I even have my blinker on and I'm about to move over and they still do it. So I don't know.
Yeah,
I like to
pretend those people that are driving those cars are very unhappy and their life sucks. Makes me feel better. Makes me feel better. All right, rule number three. Just because I am a truck and trailer does not mean that I can't go the speed limit or faster. Please allow me over into the left lane so I can pass the bus with its four ways on too. Yes, again, same thing with when you're going up the hill and there's a semi and you want to get over. They don't think, I was like, If you get over in that left lane, you may just slow down and stop traffic forever.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the tractor trailers like to play that game where one is going 1 mile an hour faster than the other one, so they have to get in the left-hand lane to pass and hold up the entire interstate. And most people think that horse trailers are going to do the same thing. And I'm like, dude, I can go, faster than 56. Just let me over, please.
Amen. Rule number four, and I would love to have these published and sold with every sports car. if I stop quickly, the front bumper of your BMW is going to be under my horse's butt. Please refrain from tailgating.
I actually kind of laugh at this one because my coach, Bonnie Mosser, she has a saying that if she can't see you in her rearview mirror, she must be giving her horse an awesome rectal exam.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
she had bumper stickers made up that say that, and it's really, it makes me laugh every time I think about it, but it's not really funny, because in the little two horses, you know, if I slam on the brakes, man, my poor horse is going to be sitting on top of their car. There's not a whole lot between them and their bumper, so...
Now, I'll give you an example of sweet justice, okay? Now, you mentioned driving through Atlanta. That is where I'm from. And just being in on 285, the freeway that goes around Atlanta, I was just in my normal car. And there was a horse trailer that was maybe one or two lanes over to the right. And there was this jackass tailgating him to nobody. I mean, rectal examining the horse like you wouldn't believe. Right up underneath it, a little sports car. The horse started to pee.
Yay!
It was so beautiful. It was so beautiful. And if anybody ever learns it, I was so proud that I was there to witness it. But I'm like pointing and laughing. I mean, what are you going to do? And the guy turns his wipers on, just smears the urine more, and he looks at the brakes.
Don't you wish it was a convertible?
Yeah, that would have been even better. Yeah.
I wish that I had videoed that. It would have been on Tosh.0 this past weekend.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, exactly. So they should learn from that. Number five, hanging out in my blind spot is not a good idea. I am bigger. I will win.
Yeah, well, I think we talked about that one, yeah.
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 Exactly. Yeah.
Number six, passing me and then getting in front of me, going under the speed limit, will force me to pass you again. I do not enjoy playing leapfrog on the highway. Again, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I don't know what the point is of passing me if you're just going to get back over and go, you know, under the speed limit. But it happens all the time. And I don't, you know, it's that whole must pass the horse trailer, you know, idea. And it just blows my mind.
Exactly. Number seven, pulling out in front of me because you think I'm going too slowly is not cool. Causing me to slam on my brakes and upsetting the horses causes me much distress. You never know when I won't be able to stop, and the bumper of my Super Duty will be in your backseat.
Yeah.
No rage issue. No rage issues, huh, there, Jessica?
No, I don't have any rage issues at all. Well, that actually came from you know, one of my many trips. I was driving to the Fork, and I'm just driving to this little town, and the speed limit is, you know, 25, and this woman in her car pulls out, I'm maybe 100 feet from the road that she is coming out of, pulls out in front of me, and I was driving, but my husband was in the truck, which doesn't happen very often, but he was so mad, and I'm a big chicken. I don't really like to blow my horn because I'm afraid that people will shoot me. So he reaches over and lays on the horn, and so the woman has the nerve to slam on the brakes and go like 10 miles an hour with her middle finger, you know, pressed up against the back window. And I'm like, are you kidding?
Like, real classy old lady.
Yeah, and it was just blew my mind. So every time someone pulls out in front of me, I just think of that crazy woman.
Obviously, she wasn't from the South. She was probably moved there from Jersey.
Yeah. Probably so.
Dang, that makes me mad even thinking about that. Because then they pull out and they go slow. And they're like, oh, I'll zip out of here. But you've already accelerated up to whatever the speed limit is. And they have to take forever to accelerate. Like, go, get out of my way! I feel you, bro. Oh, it's frustrating. Yep. Number eight, yield on green for a left turn applies to everyone. Trying to dart in front of the truck and trailer because you think I'm slow is not a wise decision. Once again, you may find the front bumper of my Super Duty in your car. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, that happens so many. I hate that. They're like, oh, I'm going to dart in front of you to turn left. And it's like, dude, really? I mean, you would have had to wait 10 more seconds, you know, and now I've just held up everybody behind me who is now honking their horn at me because they think I'm just sitting stopped at the green light. So there's really no winning in that one.
Yeah, I don't know why people think that trucks and trailers drive like semis. We really don't. Like,
I know.
We don't have to go 10 under. Beeping your horn. This reminds me of your last story. Beeping your horn and flipping me off because you made bad driving decisions doesn't intimidate me. No, it makes you want to run into them if it wasn't going to hurt your horses.
My best friend is from Long Island, and she, all through college, would say, I think it should be illegal to just run people off the road when they make decisions. I'm like, you know, that's not a bad idea.
She's from Long Island. They teach this in driving class.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much. They do.
Number 10, finally, if you are at a gas station, oh girl, this pisses me off more than anything. Excuse me for using that keyword. If you are at a gas station with diesel pumps that are mixed in with the gas pumps, don't like, okay. Before I finish your rule, some of the gas stations have the diesel pump and the gasoline on the same pump.
Yep.
So please do not block the diesel. If there are other places you can pump gas, I will end up blocking everything and causing a royal traffic jam. I was at the Safeway near my house. Drive up. I have a four-year-old in the trailer who's in the trailer for the first time. That is literally shredding the trailer. At this point, he is freaking out. And I pull up, and there's only one diesel pump, and some big old fat lady is sitting there with her nine kids in her car eating a ho-ho, sitting there with her giant 42-ounce Slurpee, and is slowly making her way to the gas pump. And she wasn't even there yet. And I said, excuse me, ma'am, do you mind if you just pull up? I've got this horse in the trailer. And I'm really nice. I'm like, I've got this horse in the trailer. He's freaking out, and you're at the only diesel pump. She's like, I was here first. I'm like, you have got to be kidding me. There's 47 other pumps at this place that are empty right now, and you're the only diesel pump, and you're going to sit there yelling at me. And I was like, well, and then, of course, when she yells at me, I was there first. Then I become unglued. And I'm like, really? Well, why don't you take that big old Slurpee back in your car and stop teaching your kids bad manners, you big old... And of course, I lose it, and it becomes very ugly. And
when in fact, all you should have done is moved your car for her with your truck.
Yeah,
that's would have been the solution.
You just put the bumper in your Super Duty.
Well, let me help you with that if you can't seem to do it yourself.
Yeah. Well, I was here second, and I'm going to move your car.
Seriously, I mean, just the reaction of people sometimes, like to me being so polite and like, hey, I've got this horse freaking out, and I just need the diesel. For her to turn around and yell. Me, I was here first. I was like, no, you did not. So yeah, that happens. Please. And I try to be when I'm in our car and I'm not, you know, don't park at the diesel pump, because you're right. Your giant rig is going to take up nine pumps as you're sitting there waiting to get in to the one diesel pump. People, focus, pay attention. I love that you ended
can,
up.
Can I ask a question? One more. Oh, let me ask one more. Am I the, and I'm going to maybe get a lot of mail about this, but am I the only one, I'm ruining my manhood here, who is intimidated by going to the big truck stops and going through the diesel pump? I can never figure those damn things. I can't figure them out. I don't know where to put the credit card. I don't know what to do with it. I don't know which pump I'm supposed to, and I'm always on the pump that's like on the wrong side. It's not just me.
Truckers make fun of you because you're in the, you know, like parked backwards.
Yes.
You can't lift the nozzle, or, you know, it sprays everywhere because those nozzles are huge. And, you know, you end up like putting diesel all over the floor instead of in the truck. And I avoid those at all costs if I can.
All right. I feel better. You have validated me, Jessica. Thank you.
Yeah,
no problem.
Now some of the truck stops are like when you go to put your card into those big pumps and because there's no other option, they say, would you like to purchase a shower? Would you like to purchase this? No.
Yeah.
I just want some freaking gas.
Yeah, no shower, no prostitutes, just some fuel thing.
Is that on the pump now? I missed that.
Well, my husband's brother's a truck driver, so, you know, about things that go on at truck stops. So
don't dig deeper.
Yeah, just give me the fuel and let me leave. Thanks.
That's fantastic. Well, Jessica, thank you so much for joining us. Good luck this weekend. You are a blast to talk to. Please come back on. Promise you'll come back on with us another time. What's your horse's name you're riding this weekend?
His name is Win the War.
Win the War. Well, you and Win the War, good luck. And enjoy sticking your butt in Wyatt a little bit longer and get there safely.
All right. Thanks so much.
All right. Talk to you later.
Well, we're going to be right back after this commercial from Kentucky Performance Products with Rochelle, our adopted vet student from Slovakia, with some of her tales of what's been going on over there in vet school in just a minute. Choosing a supplement can be confusing. How do you know which ones are right for your horse? Kentucky Performance Products will simplify your search for effective, research-proven supplements that meet the challenges of today's horses. And this week's highlight product is Contribute Omega-3 Fatty Acid Supplement. The properties of omega-3 fatty acids benefit every system in your horse's body. Contribute improves breeding efficiency in mares and stallions, maintains soundness and protects joints from damaging inflammation, sustains a strong immune response in horses of all ages, and decreases the levels of inflammation in your horse's body by sustaining adequate omega-3 fatty acid levels. Learn more about Contribute Omega-3 Fatty Acid Supplement and all the other products at kppusa.com. That's Kentucky Performance Products at kppusa.com. Well, welcome back to the show, Rochelle from Slovakia. It's so good to talk to you again.
Hi, Glenn. It's great to talk to you, too.
God, the magic of Skype. It sounds like you're sitting in the next room. I mean,
right?
Just how cool is that? Well, tell us, what are you, Rochelle has been on our show many times before. She is a vet student in, of all places, Slovakia, which we determined is somewhere over there near where Russia was once. And you have been in winter here. I've been seeing pictures, and you definitely get some snow there in Slovakia, don't you?
We do, yeah. We're right in the mountains, in the High Tatras, so we do. We get a lot of snow. But I think I might have to buy you a geography book for Christmas, because we're a little lower than Russia.
Yeah, it's, we're Austria and the Czech Republic, basically Europe. They're just east of the Czech Republic and Austria, Glenn.
All right, well, it sounds cold anyway. I mean, it just does. When you say Slovakia, I just get chills, you know? So that's what it is. But now, you've been in, what year are you in vet school now?
I'm in my second year. I'm halfway through. I'm almost, when I get to summer, it will be, I'll be done with my second year. So kind of excited.
Now, are
this
you,
is a tough year.
Are you speaking Slovakian yet? Slovak or whatever that is?
Just a smidge. I can speak a little Slovakian. I can get by.
Yeah.
But everyone's really nice. They talk to us. So I can ask for things and say hello and excuse me and I'm very sorry. And
is the first thing you learn to say, where's the bathroom? Is that the first thing?
No.
No. Okay. Just checking.
Yeah. May I have two beers, please?
Then, where's the bathroom? There you go. Right. There you go.
Yeah. Any foreign country, that's the first thing you learn. Can I have a beer? Thank you.
I like her.
Now, Rochelle, tell us, you've been on some field trips and doing some fun stuff with animals over there. What have you done?
Oh, yeah, we've been having some great field trips. We're taking this hygiene course at the moment where we have to learn all about meat and food processing. And so we've been to a poultry slaughterhouse.
Oh, geez.
It wasn't the best day out. But it was very interesting. It's good to understand where, you know, our food comes from. It's important. And then we also went to a fish processing plant as well.
Oh. Are you officially a vegetarian now?
No, but my next door neighbor's a vegan.
You mean you watched all that and you can still eat it? Oh, bless your heart. I don't know how you can do it. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's tough, but I think it's important to know. So
my dad thought it was a good idea. He worked at a chicken processing plant, and he thought it was a good idea when we were little kids, like maybe 8 or 9, that we learned how it all works. So he took us in on a field trip, and the first room we went to was the eviscerating room, where they, like, and
wow.
It's like, okay, well, that about did it for the rest of the trip.
Your dad's hardcore. God.
Cool. Yeah. Wow. Because it's not, you know, it's not clean, you know. It's,
no. Well. It was clean. It just was, this one was clean, but it was just, it was gross.
So, yeah. The only great thing I think is every single piece of that animal is used. Every single bit. The blood, the feathers.
All right. Let's get on to something more. Did you ever get out to do something with a live animal? Have you been doing live animals
Sorry,
at this point?
Glenn. I forgot about your constitution. Okay, all right, moving on. All right, well, this is fun. You'll enjoy this one. We took semen from a sparrow hawk. How about that?
A what? A bird?
Yeah, deadly silence. We have Falconry Club, and they have a breeding program around in the area, and we do a lot of rehabbing. And so we have a sparrow hawk that we needed to collect semen from. So he had a bit of a shock. So we collected semen from him. So that was fun.
I don't think I want to go there either. I was going to, but I thought, oh, maybe I shouldn't.
It's all hardcore right
because
now.
With Rochelle, I'm never sure what the answer is going to be. So that's why. Now, you work for a bird sanctuary or something, too, a volunteer or something, right?
No, I am in the falconry club here, though.
Oh, that's right. Okay, that's what it was. Yeah, so you actually do falconry? You actually go out and they fly the birds and stuff like we see in demonstrations?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we rehab everything. And I had a bad incident the other day. I have a kestrel that I've been looking after. And she's kind of experiencing some neurologic problems and blindness. And so, unfortunately, she had to be put to sleep. So that was kind of sad. So I had a few tears at the beginning of the week, so that wasn't good. But we're sending in all her bits and bobs to be checked, histology, see what we can find out. So that's good. So that'll be fun. Find out what's going on.
Do you have anything nice to talk about today?
Let me think about this.
Jamie's now fallen off the call. She is just done.
I'm not even listening anymore.
I have nothing. It's all animal, sick animals, and
well, you are a vet student, so
that's fun. I went to Budapest and had a good time. Went to there's a very fancy restaurant in Budapest, and we went there and we had pancakes. We have this, I can't really think what it's called. I'm trying to think, Grundle pancakes. Anyone ever heard of them?
No.
They're supposed to be world famous.
Do I want to know what's in them after all those stories?
No, it was really good. It's, I think it's almonds or probably horse chestnut. I think it's horse chestnut. It was delish. It was really nice. But it was just too fancy a restaurant. And we went in and the guy looked at us, the maitre d' pretty much put us in the back room. He put us in the terrace when there was snow on the ground. We're like, okay, that's fine. We'll go in the terrace. And we had a nice pancake though. It's right next to the zoo in Budapest. It's really nice. And then across the street are the natural hot springs. You can go and you can just soak up the hot water. It's great.
Cool. Very good. We only have a couple more minutes. What's your most challenging class at this point? Have you something that's really testing you?
Yeah, parasitology. That's probably the worst one. You have to learn pretty much every single parasite, internal parasites and external parasites for all of the animals. So, and there's a lot. There's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of the damn things. So that one, we were there all day today, actually. We were there probably about 4.5 hours doing parasitology. So that was fun. Yeah.
Now, do you have to recognize them all by what they look like? Is that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Don't all worms look alike?
No, they don't. You'd be amazed.
I'm sorry I even asked that one. Let's go on from that one too. I'm asking all the wrong questions today.
I can't believe you asked that question. Yeah.
Well, you keep in touch with us. Next time I'll ask you ahead of time what you're going to talk about. So. We should know better than ask a vet student what they've been up to. Rochelle, thank you so much for joining us again, and we'll talk to you again soon. Good luck out there in the end of your school year.
In Russia.
Oh, thanks, Glenn. Appreciate it.
All right. Talk to you later.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Well, that'll teach me for asking vet students about vet stuff.
Seriously.
I should learn.
God.
How many thousands of worms can you identify? That's almost worse than the Wednesday segments. Well, we'll be back. We're going to take a little break here for a commercial and then also our song of the day. And then we'll be right back. Of course, Really Bad Ads is still coming up. Do you have a company in the horse world? Are you looking to get the word out about your products, services, or shows? At the Horse Radio Network, we understand our advertisers need to reach the equestrian consumer in the most efficient, cost-effective way possible. Internet radio shows like this one, also called podcasts, allow the flexibility and creativity to craft unique messages that stand out from the herd and reinforce your existing marketing and social media strategies. If you want to learn more about advertising on this show or any of our shows on the Horse Radio Network, contact us at Glenn with two N's at horseradionetwork.com, or you can call us at 859-951-2022. Our listeners are terrific, engaged, and avid horse people, the ones that you are looking for.
She could have passed for a cowboy the way she carried herself, and that 50 pounds of leather put it up on that pony, light as a feather, like she'd done it all her life. And she asked if I was ready, handing me the reins, and we started out walking. Up until that morning, she hadn't been much on talking. Guess it finally come a time, and she said, I've learned more from the back of a horse thing most folks ever get to know. You never really know what you're made of till you ride out on your own. Ooh, baby, don't worry, I know you're gonna be just fine. And ooh, now don't be in a hurry, you feel it when you hit your stride. So don't get right, sit deep in the saddle, remember to hold on tight, and never ride faster than your guardian angel can fly. I remember what she told me, it's as clear as a bell as it was on that morning. It was kind of like a blessing. It on to my daughter. She loads up her car, heads out of the driveway. She'll have had enough of doing things my way. It'll be her turn to fly, and I'll say, I've learned more from the back of a horse than most folks ever get to know. You never really know what you need of till you ride out on your own. Ooh, baby, don't worry, I know you're gonna be just fine. And ooh, now don't be in a hurry, you feel it when you hit your stride. So don't get rattled, sit deep in the saddle, remember to hold on tight.
Well, we have a surprise guest on the show here today, a new member of the Horse Radio Network family. Her name is Jess Montgomery, and she is now helping Samantha Clark out over on the Eventing Radio Show, and she is from England. Hello, Jess.
Hi, thanks for having me on today.
Now, he says you're from England, but clearly you're not from England because you don't sound like you're from England. So where are you from?
Well, I'm tuning in from England, so to speak. But no, my husband and I are both originally from the Midwest. He's from Texas, and I, believe it or not, am originally from Kansas. And we've lived on the Eastern Seaboard in the States for, gosh, I think maybe a dozen years, if not more, just competing, the eventing horses and doing some of the jumpers and, you know, lots of showing. But it's been more convenient for us to live out there. So we've based between Florida and Virginia mostly. And so we made the move over to England in January and have traveled back and forth quite a bit. But before this, for competitions, and so we just decided to go ahead and make the big move and came over, and we're doing our first winter in England, and it's quite a shock compared to my usual winter in Ocala. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. So you just thought, well, let's just see what it's like competing across the pond. Now, what are some of the big differences?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I mean, given the weather is the biggest one, because we just kind of, it's on everyone's minds and you talk about it all day long, every day. It's really kind of funny. It's like we're just the biggest group of elderly people in a nursing home you've ever come across. So that's a huge one. Footing is a huge concern here, even when it's beautiful going, or as we would think that it was just the most amazing footing. They're always trying to improve it. So that's been really eye-opening and interesting to learn about all the treatments that they do with the footings and the all-weather surfaces that they use to gallop and school on and everything like that. And gosh, I would just say overall the standard of excellence is just so cool to see and try to be a part of, and just everything, every detail is certainly looked after, and there's no stone unturned. So it's awesome. It's really been an educational few months just already.
So you are kind of, you guys both, obviously your husband is, tell us a little bit about your husband.
Right. He does all the dirty work. I do all the fun stuff. I get to do the socializing, the organizing, the, you know, just all of the kind of background behind the scenes stuff. And he does all of the training and the competing. So it's an awesome thing. I can't tell you how much I enjoy being a part of not only his life, but these horses' lives. It's just so cool to be a part of a really, really neat machine as it all goes around throughout the season. So
yeah,
it works really well for both of us, because I have competed in the past. So I do have certainly a depth of knowledge kind of as to what it takes. But to be honest, I don't jump very high. I probably, if I were completely honest, don't have the dedication that it takes to the training to be truly successful at the sport. And, you know, I just really enjoy it. So if I get to show up and have a blast in my own way, that's all I need.
Well, I'm sorry, but not many people have the dedication of somebody like your husband, Clark Montgomery, who's been running Advanced since he was 17 years old. I mean, dear God, these people have like another gear. I mean, I'm a lower level eventer. I'm currently going training, but awesome. You know, and that's, that to me is like a life challenge, was to do my first training, you know, and so these guys are obviously above and beyond from
you speak my language. I totally feel you. Training level is awesome and fun, and it is a feat in and of itself. I totally agree. but yeah, you're right. It does take a certain, you do have to be wired a certain way, and you just got to, yeah, exactly. You've got to think about it almost, you know, all the time, really, and how you can improve and what's going to make the horse's program better, what's going to make the horses healthier and happier. And, you know, gosh, you just can't ever quit. And that's what the really successful people do. So
Well, it's going to be fun to follow you along with the Eventing Radio Show. I'm an avid listener, and now you get to work with Samantha, who is just an absolute blast. What made you want to become a part of this? And the family, I guess.
Right. It's an awesome family at that. You know, to be perfectly honest, I am a talker. Anybody that knows me knows that I just kind of go on and on. But so it comes, I just thought it was the most exciting thing that somebody thought that maybe anyone in the world would want to hear what I have to say.
Clark's going, let her talk to someone else.
Exactly. He was thrilled at my opportunity. And I thought, well, that's odd, but now I get it. No, honestly, it really is so cool to be able to share what we all do and maybe some insights on what some of the other competitors over here do. And it just seemed to kind of bring a little bit of a different perspective, and specifically being Americans over here and our first, you know, real season to plug in and everything. It's just, I don't know, it probably seemed very entertaining to everybody else. And I just thought it was a great opportunity for us to share. So why not seize it?
Jamie, I have one question before we let her go. And that is, you were new to England. How many cars did you wreck before you got used to that whole driving on the other side thing?
Oh my gosh, what, do you follow me on Twitter or something? Because I just had an incident yesterday pulling into the grocery store. I didn't wreck the car, I promise. I didn't wreck it. Thank God. We drive an automatic, which was totally, necessary, because shifting and the wrong side of the road was not going to be my friend. But I was pulling into the grocery store, and I was looking for an open spot that I could just ease into, and I turned a sharp left and ramped the curb with both tires. I thought for sure I had popped both of the tires. I really whacked it. But I sat there and caught my breath for a few minutes. They're still inflated, and I'm fine. So I haven't wrecked any cars, thank God. But
the hardest part is turning, isn't it? When you're at intersections, that's where you get in trouble. When you're driving down the road, you can stay on the correct side. But
you're right.
But when you're making that turn, especially at a four-way intersection or something, you're going, okay, now I really have to think about this.
I know. I always think left side, left side.
Well, listen, Jess, it has been awesome talking to you. I am so excited to listen to everything you have to say on the Eventing Radio Show. And thank you so much for joining us and introducing yourself to the world.
Oh, well, you guys are so kind to have me, and I'm just enjoying the heck out of it. So thanks very much.
Great. Well, wish your husband good luck, and hopefully you guys get to compete. If you don't get to go to badminton and it gets rained out again for the second year in a row, any chance y'all will come to Rolex?
You know what? I'm planning on coming over because I want to catch up with a few people and obviously see the competition and support some of our friends. And I think Clark would come with me if that would be the case. But we don't have we aren't thinking about putting somebody on a plane since we just got over here. So gotcha. Next year, definitely. We're really excited about it. So
good.
Yeah.
We'll see you then.
Okay, you guys enjoy. Thanks so much.
Thanks, and of course, you can hear Jess at eventingradio.com. Thanks, Jess. Hi, all. Glenn the Geek here, and we're excited to bring you a special offer for Horse Radio Network listeners from one of my favorite companies, and that is Audible.com. Audible.com is the premier provider of digital audiobooks. Audible has over 85,000 titles to choose from in every genre: thrillers, business, romance, comedy, sci-fi, sports, and so much more. Audible titles play on your iPhone, your Kindle, your Android, or more than 500 different devices that you can listen anytime, anywhere. My wife and I love Audible books. We've been a member of Audible since 2004 and have listened to over 100 books with Audible. What horse person, you know, who has time as a horse person to sit down and to read a book anymore? Yet I found the time to listen to books on Audible. When I'm not listening to podcasts while I'm riding, cleaning stalls, or at the gym, or driving, I'm listening to Audible books. And for the listeners of the Horse Radio Network, Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 14-day trial to give you a chance to check out their service. All you have to do is go to audibletrial.com/HRN. That's audibletrial.com/HRN for Horse Radio Network. And you can download your free audiobook and get your 14-day free trial today. If you can't remember that, just check out our website and you'll find a link to it right there. Enjoy your book. We know you will. Well, that was fun. She is that bubbly too on the Eventing Radio Show as she was just there. I mean, that she definitely, between her and Samantha, and it's so funny because she's living in England without the accent and Samantha's living in the United States with the English accent. So
it's perfect. It's perfect dysfunction.
Well, now it's
that kind of describes the network.
Yeah,
like
the whole horse radio network.
On a
yeah.
Sticker.
Now it's time for this.
Pay attention.
If you ain't met one by now, you're bound to sooner or later. He says one thing and he means another, but hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader.
Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire. Let the buyer beware. Horse trading. They tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading. Well, if they're talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading.
That's right. It's the time of the week when we do really bad ads. People submit to us bad Craigslist ads, usually of horses for sale or trailers for sale or other weird exotic animals for sale. And we tell you all about them here on the show. And this week we have a prize for the winner. And the winner will receive the Redmond Rock Gift Pack. And of course, Redmond Rocks are the mineral racks. They contain 60 different minerals that are good for your horses. They dig these rocks right out of a mine in Utah and send them right to your house. And we use them. Beaker loves these things. Jamie's horses love them. Matter of fact, we haven't met too many horses that don't like Redmond Rocks. They're not like those processed salt bricks that you get. They're much better for you because they have many more minerals. And your horses will lick them till their tongues bleed. Well, maybe not that much, but they will.
Actually, they look like giant rocks and you think their tongues are going to bleed, but they don't. The rock just smooths out.
You can tell where your horse has been licking it too because it's all smooth.
Oh, yeah.
Usually there's a little dent. Well, that Redmond Rock gift pack is going out to the winner today. You can find more about them at redmondequine.com. Redmondequine.com. All right, Jamie, I always start off with a fun one that I found on the best of Craigslist. They don't usually have anything to do with horses. This is where my horse husband comes out. And I found a great one today. This ad said, I do anything. That was the title. I do anything.
Hold on. That's on Craigslist, can you read this? Is it PG enough?
Yeah, I had to. Yes, it is.
Okay.
Because I did think of that. Goes on, my name is blank, and I will do whatever you want me to do for less money than whoever you are paying to do it now. Which is the best line ever. Below is a list of just some of the things I can do. I do want to stress that I do anything, so email me if your requested service is not listed here. These are the things that I will do for $5. Stare at you for 5 minutes. Give a hug to the person of your choosing. Call you on the phone and seem genuinely interested for 10 minutes. If it goes over 10 minutes, I wonder if he has a per minute rate. Draw your face on a balloon. Sing Bare Naked Ladies 1 week from memory to the best of my ability.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Dropped your ass, sad, said crazy. 2 days since you left at me. Yeah, I don't know.
I'm not Good paying luck. You $5.
I'd pay him $5 to hear him sing that song.
Or 6 minutes of copywriting. Where the heck that came from, I don't know. But yeah, so that was the ad. And I wonder how many calls he got. He probably got a ton of calls.
I do anything. When you write that as the title and you have seen some of the nasty things that are on Craigslist, oh my God, how dare you? This person was crazy. Crazy.
I don't know where exactly what category it was in. I hope not personals because
probably prohibited.
Yeah. That's right. All right, on with the horsey ones.
All right. Well, Mel in Louisiana sent two and she requested that I do the Southern accent because it is Louisiana, although I don't really have a good Louisiana dialect, so you're just probably going to get South Georgia. That's the only one I know. Because that's when my daddy talks. All right. This is in Centerpoint. Looking for a horse. I'm looking for a horse that I can work a few cows on, just something that has a good handle and no buck. I'm kind of looking into roping a little, so maybe something that might would look make me look okay on a roping horse. I've been going to some roping, but use a friend of mine's horse. So if you got something you think would work good for me, please let me know.
With some of these ads, I kind of wonder what they're roping. Yeah. Do you think it's a cow?
And the next one from Monterey, Louisiana, cutting horse. Good sound Payne Geldon. Trained it did to cut and rope. I've never roped with him, but I have worked cattle and cut herds with him. Around it did 15 years old, gentle and easy going. I never ride, and he's going to waste. Needs someone that'll put him to work again.
We get these two together. She's looking for a horse. Now, I like this, though. Good sound Paint Gelton. Trained it in to cut and rope. I've never roped with him. It's like, does he rope?
How do you know he's trained to rope?
Yeah. Does he rope or doesn't he rope? Yeah, those two should get together. There's a match made in heaven right there. Both with Southern accents. Sierra is in Arkansas, and she sent this one to us. Sierra in Arkansas. Palomino Paint, $900. In Logansport, Louisiana. She's a Palomino Paint. She about... Oh, wait a minute. This one doesn't have any... How did I get this one?
Ha! Suck it.
Doesn't have any punctuation at all.
Don't try to do a Southern accent. Just focus on the no punctuation.
Okay, I'm just one thing at a time for me. Yeah.
Yep.
She a Palomino Paint, about 16 hands. She is broke and trained to bring her hoofs up. When you tap that leg, my daughter can walk up under. She very lovable. She will follow you around like a puppy. She comes from a long line of champions. Depth Charge, Bill Cody, Hassababa, and more. I have her daddy history. She is great horse. I have seller ASAP. My husband's job is slow, not working much, can't take care of her right now. You can contact me at
Woo! Aren't those fun, Glenn?
It's hard work.
I love
especially when half of it is wrong.
The long line of champions, Depth Charge, Bill Cody, He's a Hobo, and more. Woo! That's impressive.
And she goes all through all that line long of champions and then says she has the daddy history. And I was going, well, then whose history was that?
Yeah, exactly. Alexia in Missouri, stud horse, make an offer. Oh, wait, stud horse for sale, make an offer. Let me just go ahead and, before I read this, say, castrate your horse. Geld him. For God's sake, geld him. All right.
Which is probably why she sent us this one.
Exactly. I have a 19-year-old buckskin stud for sale. We have had him 4 years, throws lots of color, breed him 9 mares, 8 stud colts, 1 filly. He is sound in every way. The ad are some oik of his colts, just done raising colts, got what we thought somebody else would have to have him stud out or raise colts. Very easy going for stud, text or call. Thanks. He is Doc Bar up top side, Mr. Sam Peppy Bottom.
Mr. Sam Peppy Bottom.
Now, reading this, it says that they bred him to 9 mares and 8 stud colts.
I know. I was thinking that, too.
Rafe! My God! That's awful.
It is Missouri, the show me state. Was that? I didn't believe. I kind of thought that our listeners were playing a game with us because I kind of thought there cannot be this many ads without punctuation. Then yesterday I was looking around Craigslist. There are this many ads without punctuation.
Yeah, that's how they roll. That's why they're on Craigslist.
Cheryl in Lexington, Kentucky sent this one in. Kentucky Mountain for sale, $1,500.
A mountain?
Yeah.
For $1,500?
Yeah, it's cheap. I have a 10-year-old Kentucky Mountain for sale. She is a chocolate Palomino with beautiful thick mane and tail. This horse is very gentle, has been exposed to everything, dogs, cats, tractors, four-wheeler, no problem, crossing wooden bridges. She has no spook and loads and unloads with T's. Will stand for farrier bath tide. She also neck reins or direct reins. I sneed to sell her because my gelding hasn't liked her since I bought her. Now my mini has been hurt because of this. Her price has been greatly reduced. Purchased for $2,500, and I'm now asking $1,500 for the whole damn mountain. A Kentucky mountain.
You added that.
I did add that at the end. Sorry, but...
Wow.
We've never had a mountain before.
Well, I'm surprised why this person is confused, and this is just ignorance, why a gelding and a mare don't get along. I mean, you know, seriously, because she's in heat. That's the thing.
And apparently the mini thought that Minnie would be the referee. You can see the little mini going in between the two going, wait a minute, I'll stop this.
Peace on earth. All right. Celeste Coulter sent this one in. And this is the total opposite, Glenn, of the ones you've been reading, which are zero punctuation. This person over-punctuated, if that is a thing. Absolutely gorgeous APHA Tobiano yearling colt. His a perfect Mickey Mouse on his side. His looks are striking. Period. One blue eye. Period. Very well built and heavily muscled. Period. Will be in excess of 15 hands. Period. Could be trained to excel in any discipline. Period. If you want to win in the show ring, this is the one for you. Period. His pedigree can be seen at allbreedpedigree.com. Period. This colt can be your next foundation sire. Period. He will never disappoint you. Period. Puppy dog. Period. Price slightly negotiable to show home. Period. May consider trade, period. Must have bloodlines complementary to our breeding program, period. Now, I would like to point out something. You've been to the Disney World down in Florida.
Yes, yes.
Now, they have a cow that, or they did when I was younger, that had a Mickey Mouse on his side. And they paid a lot of money to get that cow. Because the breeders were like, hey, this has Mickey Mouse. And they sold the cow to Orlando to Disney World.
Boy, I don't remember that. That must have been a long time ago.
It was like in the petting zoo. It was probably, how old am I? Probably 15 years ago. Probably dead now. So they're probably looking for a new Mickey Mouse petting zoo animal. So if you want to go ahead and castrate him and put him in the Disney World, you can buy him and sell him. We can make some money, Glenn. Make some money.
I know. We have to turn this into a money-making proposition somehow.
I know.
Well, Cheryl in Kentucky also sent this one in. Percheron Thoroughbred Dressage Trail Gelding. That's the breed. He is 17.2 hand black Percheron Thoroughbred gelding. He has been used in dressage and knows his cues, leg pressure, and jumps. He has jumped 2 feet, but I would need an experienced rider for any jumping. He has been shown and used for a few lessons. He is just turning 13 years old and has plenty to give. He is most used in arena ridding. He rides good out on the trails with other horses, but I would suggest an intermediate rider. He needs an experienced rider for jumping and an immediate rider for trails. He prefers a tight rein and for the rider to guide him. He likes his rider to be confided. He's a very sweet and loving horse. He will ride western with western tack and do trails. He loves peppermints. He is easy to handle, stands great for shoeing, and will load, must have a 7-foot trailer. He is current Coggins on front shoes. He also comes with a purple turnout blanket, a green winter blanket, and a multicolored neck blanket. These only fit him, so they will have to go with him. Those blankets won't fit anybody else. They were made, custom made for this horse.
See, and if this horse was near me, I'd probably go buy him. Because clearly this person that owns this horse is an idiot.
Okay, so you need an experienced rider for jumping, an intermediate rider for trail rides, and Lord knows what else. You know what this horse is? It's a complete nut job.
No, I think that the rider is a nut job because he prefers a tight rein and for the rider to guide him. So you know she's like
yanking
choking
his mouth out.
Him to death with the reins and think, oh, if only I could pull harder, he'd really, really slow down. No, let go.
He has no teeth.
God, poor thing. Poor horse. Okay. This one is pretty epic. This next one. This was sent in by Joseph Berto, and actually was sent in by his wife. And it's impressive. Trade or sale Aponis. A-P-O-N-N-I-S. Trade or sale Aponis.
Glad one of those letters isn't different.
Yes, it could have gone very poorly. I would like to sale or trade one of my ponies. One is black and white, 3.5 years old, not gelded. He is 10 hands tall, $550. The second is 20 months old. He is 12 and a half hands tall. He is half Arabian, half Welsh Pawnee. $900. I need sale one or trade any of these gays for a horse trailer with tittle. Also, he still no. Gelded. I need sale or trade any of these gays for a horse trailer with tittle. And he's a half Wellis Pawnee. P-O-N-N-Y.
So we have a couple of gay Pawnees that she wants to trade.
But only for a tittle.
There's so many jokes in that one.
Oh my God.
I'm going to let him go. Okay, hold on. I got to let him go. Let him go, Glenn. Robin sent in the next one. Big shed office is 24 by 16, only 3,000. Nice one office, AC fan, 3 windows, 2 DR, electric box, weird, all around with blugs. New inspection.
What is
it's
that?
It's actually a foreign language.
I think it's some kind of
Klingon right now.
I think it's some kind of maybe office on wheels, but I love electric box, weird, all around with blugs. B-L-U-G-S.
I don't even know what that means. I don't even know what you just read.
All right.
Oh, boy. All right. The last one for today is from Glenn Forrester. And this is 2 horses for sale. Will not hold without payment.
Good idea, lady.
Probably a good idea. Yeah. Could be a guy. Palomino gelding about 14 hands neck reins. Sorrel 5/6-year-old mare, about 14.3 to 15 hands. This girl is gorgeous with a long mane and bangs. She is broke, but not finished. She is riding good and is smooth riding. She just needs some miles on her and a neck rein. Gentle and loves attention. $600 or best offer. Make a reasonable offer and take her home. Reduced to $500. I will not haggle on price. She is well worth $500. I will consider trades but prefer cash. I am looking for a dead broke shorter kids horse, horse walker, good 2-horse trailer, hay, partial trades on good saddles, round pins, etc.
I love that. Long mane and bangs.
She's gorgeous with beautiful bangs. And I will trade her. She's a little bit crazy and unbroke, but I will trade her for a dead broke kid's horse.
Yeah, boy, they always try that, don't they? They seem to keep trying that one over and over over again.
And so many people, Glenn, they say, God, I've got this perfect horse, just this perfectly wonderful horse that I've spent years training. And what the hell? I'll trade it for something unbroke. Let's start over.
And in that case, a long mane with bangs is essential. It's just essential.
Obviously.
Yes. All right, let's pick a winner today. Oh, let's see here. You know, just for the sexual innuendo alone, I have to go with the one from Joseph Berto's wife.
Yeah.
The ponises. Just, you know, the gay ponises. That one.
The gay ponises with tittle. So there's just too much there.
It just had it all in the right places, you know?
I'll second that one.
Well, they get the Redmond Rock gift pack coming out for compliments of our friends over at redmondequine.com. Congratulations, guys. Thank you, everybody, for sending in the ads. We do appreciate it. You can send them in to jennifer@horseradionetwork.com. We'll be doing this again next week, so get your ads in for next week. I'm sure we'll have some more terrific prizes for you then. And, you know, I do anything too, so what the heck, you know?
$5.
$5.
You should have won.
That's it, everybody. Have a terrific Easter weekend. Enjoy your holiday. We'll be back here again on Monday. And Jamie, you have a wonderful weekend as well.
Thank you very much. Happy Easter, everybody. Get your gay ponises in the Easter basket. And spay, neuter, and geld.
dress while flowers in her hair. She can go anywhere on that Palomino mare. She's got Rocky Mountain ivory that she wears around her neck. And the Grateful Dead play a song in her head. Somewhere between cowboy and hippie, she's all about peace, love, horses, and me. She could end the war with just a smile. She can drive a tractor, belling hay for miles and miles. She says innocence grows right out of the ground. She believes in heaven, and what goes around comes around. Somewhere between cowboy and hippie, she's all about peace, love, horses, and me. Doing that song that he sang about two books with different covers, but the pages are the same. As certain as a river in the spring, you seal a deal with a handshake. That's her philosophy. She can rope and ride, and she likes hanging out with me. She believes that love is the one thing that can change anything. And she loves me, and that's the part that gets me. She's all about peace, love.